Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masechet Sota, and today we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel. So we just got through how an eid echad is believed that she's nitmes, and we said that eid could even be a pasula eid. So the Mishnah picks up on that. Shahaya badin, I would have thought logically, umayim eidus rishon sheino sarti Yisrael meinam eskeyemes bepachas mishnayim, if eidus of a kinui of a stira rather of her being secluded with this guy needs two witnesses, and that's not going to necessarily asser her forever because she could always drink the mesota and be vindicated. And yet, even though it's not such a permanent type of edus, we're still going to demand that it be two witnesses. So when it comes to edus of tuma, which will definitely asser her Israel olam, should of course require two witnesses. Tamalomar the eid ein ba. That's what the pasuk says. The eid ein ba. Kol edus sheyesh ba. Means that if there's any testimony, even the testimony of one witness, that she was Tameh, then that's it. She cannot drink the Mesota. She's Asura to her husband. So now that is the Raya, that even a single witness is enough to tell us about the Tumah. And now the Mishnah just discusses, why is that not enough to tell us about the Stira then? So Kalvachom Leidus HaRishon HaMe'ata, once I have a Pasuk, the Eid Ein Ba, to tell me that a single witness is enough for a tuma, well then I would think kal v'chomer an eid echad would be enough for stira. Uma meidus achronah she'asarta Yisrael marim miskeyemes be'eid echad, if the eidus of the tuma, which is a permanent type of eidus that's going to ruin her life forever, nevertheless you only need one aid, eidus harishon she'asarta Yisrael marim miskeyemes be'eid echad. So in a case where it's an eidus of a stira, which does not necessarily asser her forever, I would think all the more so you only need one aid. Tam lomer ki matza vah ervas davar. That's why the pasuk says ki matzava ervas davar ulalanu omer, and by dinim amelus it says al pi shnei edim yakum davar. So we darshin mala halon al pi shnayim afkan al pi shnayim edim. Just like when it comes to dinim amelus, it's two edim that are necessary. So over here, when it comes to edus of stira, it is two edim that are necessary. So we said that only one aid is needed for tuma, right? But two edim are needed for stira. So the Mishnah discusses what happens when that one witness for tuma is contradicted by another witness. Edom and nitmes, edom and lo nitmes. What if one aid says that, yeah, I saw it, she cheated on her husband, I saw the tuma, and another aid says, no, she didn't. Isha omeres nitmes, isha omeres lo nitmes. Or it was a apostle, it was a woman who says nitmes, so another woman says lo nitmes, haisa shosa. Then she gets to drink the water, because the eid echad who says that she was mitame is hukchash by the other aid, he's contradicted by the other aid, and therefore he or she is contradicted by the other aid, and therefore they cancel each other out. And we view it as if there are no edim that she was nitmes. Echad omer nitmes u'shnayim omer lo nitmes. What if one witness says she was nitmes and then two witnesses say she was definitely not nitmes when you claim she was? So heisa shos, then she'll be able to drink the mesota, because two witnesses are definitely stronger than one, so we could absolutely ignore that witness, and we know that she didn't do the Avera when that one witness said she had done the Avera, but she still has to drink the mesota, because she still might have done the Avera at some other time, so that's what the mesota are there to check out. Shnayim om nitmes ve'achar om lo nitmes, if two witnesses say she was nitmes, and one witness says she was not, lo heisa shos, then she would not drink the Mesota, because now we know that she was nitmes. Two edim are the strongest form of evidence in Judaism. So we know that she was nitmes in such a case. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, we said that I would have assumed that if for edus of stira, which is only going to have a temporary impact, you need two edim. So edus of tuma, you should for sure need two edim. But the pasuk says, ve'ed ein ba, which implies that even a single aid is good enough. And then we said, okay, so if you need even a single aid is good enough for tuma, I would think that for stira, a single aid for sure should for sure be good enough, because stira is not as impactful of an eidus. Yeah, but that's why the pasuk says davar davar mimamlon. We have a gzeres shava that we learn davar davar mimamlon, that you need shnei eidim. So bottom line is, you need shnei edim for the stira, even though you only need eid echad for tuma. And then in Mishnah Daled we said that if that eid echad for tuma is contradicted by another eid echad, whether it be a man or a woman or whatever, she would drink the mesota. If one eid says that she was nitmes and two eidim say no, she was not, she would drink the mesota. If two eidim say she was nitmes and one eid says she was not, then she would not drink the mesota. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the seventh parak of Masechah Sota.